All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome everybody. Friday evening. Back from the Kings game last night. A great, great broadcast. Everybody enjoyed the Kings victory down there. And I got to drive home with Mr. Magoo over here. Randy Wang drove me back to my car because I ran into traffic, so I got on the subway and took the subway down there, which is great because it took me about 15 minutes to get from Hollywood down to Staples Center. So get on that subway. And then Mr. Magoo drove me home and almost killed us. I literally was parked about 7 miles from the Staples Center, and Randy Wang blew through 2 stop signs and hit 1 curb.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Gina was in the car.
I blew through 1 stop sign, and we almost hit a curb.
It wasn't so much a curb as one of those freeway cones.
Well, oh, yeah, but it was a stationary freeway cone.
Yeah, that isn't supposed to go with you. Yeah.
But there was a curb underneath it.
Yeah, we were at a fork in the road, and no one was telling me where to go, left or right.
I didn't know where we were going. We were going to Gina's house. Never been there.
And she couldn't tell me till the last possible second that we need to go left.
Right, but I kind of feel like, at that point, you say, you know what, Gina, F you. We're getting off at the next stop because I don't want to overturn the CRV.
That's, by the way, Gina's told everybody she lives in a crappy neighborhood. I actually think it's a pretty cool neighborhood.
Really? You really do?
Emmis, yeah. I think it is pretty cool.
That's very nice. I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I really think it's a decent area to live. And the next couple of years, she lives very close to downtown. You could walk to the Staples Center.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. All right, folks, this happened in the Midwest. Now, you hear of all these stories about these teenagers, these teen chicks and dudes emailing nude photos of one another to each other, right? And, you know, you take a picture of yourself, you can send it on your cell phone, or you take a picture on a regular camera, and you can email it to somebody, and that person opens up the email, and there you are, right? But this is complicated, the situation. It happened outside of Columbus, Ohio. There's a 24-year-old single guy. And evidently, he's a good-looking guy. He was an ex-swimmer and diver himself. Teaches diving and swimming. I guess they still do that in Columbus, huh? Maybe there's an indoor pool or something. I don't know. But he has 18 teenage men that he teaches in his high school and 8 teenage women, ranging from 15 to 18. And the guy is a stud. 24-year-old guy, probably, out of college, missed the Olympic team, but really good at diving. And if you've seen any diving in the Olympics, which you had to have seen, I mean, don't tell me, you know, you haven't seen it. It's not fat chicks. Very rarely do you see a 200-pound chick on the diving team. Although, wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, you couldn't tell whether it was a good dive or not. It would always be like just a big cannonball. It'd always be like the same splash. That'd be great to see a 200-pound chick on the diving team, and the judges are wearing like gear that you'd find at a Gallagher concert. But anyway, so these chicks are pretty hot, right? They're between, I think, 15 and 18 years old. Well, all the chicks got together. And they said, let's all individually, over the next couple weeks, take a shot of ourselves naked and send it to the teacher. All right? So what happened was the guy, his name is Guy Thompson, who is a 24-year-old single diving stud. It's in Ohio. They sent these pictures, and he got one picture, opened it up, and then just deleted it. Right? He's like, oh, I don't want to, you know, listen, I see these kids every day in a bathing suit. I don't want to see these kids naked. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know his mindset, right? But he didn't save the picture. He deleted it. And then 2 days later, another one from another student comes, clicks on it. Boom. There she is. She may be 16, 17, 18. You know, I don't know. And he deletes it as well. And he didn't want to tell anybody, because he didn't want to get the kids in trouble, and all of a sudden, he's got no diving team. You know, they're all suspended. There's a big controversy. So he thought, I'll just delete them. Well, the guy takes his computer in to get fixed about 3 months later. And some a-hole goes through his hard drive. Now, Randy, I didn't know this, but when you get sent an email or a picture and you delete it, it's still on your hard drive?
Yeah, if someone's doing a scan of your hard drive, it's everything that you search for on the internet, every email you get, everything is saved in your cache.
I see, okay.
So if there's anything you never don't want to people to see on your computer, you got to go into your browser settings folder and delete the entire internet cache.
Or it's one of the reasons why to call, make it work. Or one of those guys come out to the house where, you can sit there and watch him fix your computer as opposed to leaving it in a shop and every geek is drooling and getting a Woody before he goes into your hard drive. So anyway, he takes the computer in. And there are naked chicks of teenagers on his computer. So the guy who owns the computer shop calls the cops. The cops come in. The cops confiscate the computer. And they go to his house. And they arrest the guy. Now he says, wait a minute. He says, how was I to know that something that was sent to me was going to be a naked chick of a teenager? I just opened it up. It was an attachment. Open it up. There she was. I deleted it. What did that guy do wrong? And yet he is currently suspended, still getting pay while they're going through this. But what did he do wrong? He simply opened up a file, an attachment, and saw these, naked chicks. There was 8 of them total. Never said anything. Maybe that's what he did wrong. And all of a sudden, he's going to jail, and he might have to register as a sex offender simply because he opened up these pictures of 16 or 17-year-old chicks who are on the diving team who are totally naked.
Jesus Christ.
But this happens so often now. I think like 25% of teenagers are now, photographing themselves and sending it to their friends. And what do? You get an email from somebody who they're, 16 or 17, and there's a photo attachment. Maybe it's a photograph of a Christmas card, right? Maybe it's a photograph of her and her new dog. God only knows what it is. It could be a million things. The guy never suspected that it was a naked picture of these teenage chicks. So he goes to jail. He gets out on bail. And now he is possibly being suspended or terminated and may have to register as a sex offender because of these photographs. Now, I understand if he had saved the photographs and, he was constantly looking at them or maybe printed them, then, yeah, maybe you could make a case that the guy was, into illegal crap. But to just open up a file, look at it and delete it. What did this guy do wrong? And what should happen to this guy? Here are the phone numbers. Has this happened to you? And what should happen to this guy? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. A lot of these photographs are going around. It's so easy to take a picture of yourself. Completely nude. Randy, have you done that with your camera yet?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That was a shot in the dark. Honest to God, you did that?
I was really bombed one night. And I turned on the camera on my laptop. And this is the stupidest reason to do this in the world, too, is I just took a picture of myself, standing nude, and then I wanted to Photoshop it and see how thin I could make myself.
How little did you make yourself?
Didn't work very well.
Now, that photograph's on your hard drive.
No, I completely deleted it because
How do you completely delete something?
Well, I know how to. I delete stuff out of my trash. I delete stuff out of the saved files. I delete all my temporary files.
I don't know,
dude. I made sure that after I did that, it's completely gone.
I don't know. I think it might still be there, man.
Well, I'm not going to get in trouble for taking a nude picture of myself.
I'm not saying you're in trouble for doing it. I'm just saying that somebody might eventually see you nude.
Yeah, their loss.
Now, Gina, do you have photographs of you going around? Because I know you did some nude modeling.
Well, there's definitely some nude oil paintings and pencil sketches, but I don't think there's any photographs.
No, that was one of the rules in the class when you pose naked, no cameras.
Well, I don't think anyone would have thought. Well, maybe they would have thought to bring a camera in, but
that was before.
I don't remember that being an issue.
But that was before cell cameras.
How humiliating. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. It's not humiliating. It's just been over.
It's like, it was before cell phones. No, but I honestly don't think that many people had cameras on their cell phones at that point.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What should happen to this guy? 24-year-old guy, single dude, guy named Guy Thompson. He teaches diving outside of Columbus, Ohio. 24-year-old good-looking guy. Again, probably works out. He teaches diving and swimming, and all of a sudden he opens up that email, and boom, there she is, you know, 5'6", 5'8", tall diver, totally naked, probably looks at it, and then deletes it. He gets caught when he took his camera in, and he was arrested. Now, he also might be suspended and fired from work and have to register as a sex offender. How crazy is this society? The guy didn't sit there and look at it. You know, he didn't email back and say, do you have any more? He just simply deleted the thing. And yet in crazy society today, people are so, you know, I imagine the parents went nuts, and the parents should have gone nuts on their kids, not on this diving teacher. And I bet most of the parents in Ohio went nuts because they didn't get to see the rest of the photos. All right, let's talk to Tommy in Studio City. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, what's up with you?
Well, I think it's horrible because based on this, Tim, anybody who receives any kind of an attachment is guilty as hell. Unless there's some return emails that he sent to those girls encouraging them or responding to them in a sexual manner, they got nothing against this guy.
He never returned a single email. He deleted it. But I think where he runs into a problem is that he never told anybody.
That's true.
You know, he should have told, at the risk of losing his entire female diving team, he should have told the principal what was going on.
Exactly.
But you know what? But the guy's 24 years old. He wants to be a cool guy. He probably smokes weed. And when these chicks are out of high school, he's probably going to, you know, hang with them and drink with them. He doesn't want to be, you know, the teacher in school that rats everybody out.
I don't get him on weed, Tim.
The what?
I'll get him on smoking weed.
Yeah, I know. They're probably nailing for that. All right, Bubba, well, thanks for calling. But that's got to be, if the chick was 18 and it was sent to you, those have to be dismissed immediately. You know, she's 18. You know, she's of legal age. As a matter of fact, he should have kept those. He should have kept the ones who were 18 plus and said, hey, listen, I only kept the 18-year-olds. You know, the 16, 15, 17-year-olds, throw it in the trash. And they probably are asking, well, did you look at him? And he's got to respond, of course I did. You know, I opened up the attachment. I saw what it was, and I deleted it. And yet he might go to jail for it. He might get fired, and he might have to register for a sex offender. His life might be ruined, completely ruined, because he opened up an attachment and saw a chick that may have been or probably was, or in this case definitely was, underage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, even Ernie can't believe it. Well, and Ernie's from Ohio. Will in Los Angeles, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
If this guy plays his cards the right way, not only will he get off because he didn't distribute, if what you guys present are the entire facts, that he didn't respond to these emails, he didn't forward them to be connotated as distributing pornography, if, in fact, he deleted them and they were recovered from his cache by a computer tech guy. And there are plenty of big-time lawyers, not only in, I don't know what city this guy's in.
He's outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, he needs to call up some lawyers in Los Angeles and New York. There'll be plenty of hungry lawyers looking for work that'll take this case, that'll not only get him a retirement package at 24 years old, but they'll get him on, he can get an agent and get on the talk show circuit and really make something out of this.
You know what, I don't think this country is ready for that yet, for a guy to go on and say, I saw a bunch of 16 and 17-year-old chicks naked. Hey, Oprah, can I be on your show?
Well, the topic is bigger than that, because it's the injustice of false allegations. And, you know, like, just think of all the male workers out there that have been fired because females have accused them of any type of harassment or something.
Well, you know, I actually could be in trouble for something that I opened up. Somebody sent me an attachment that I opened up, and what it was a full-length feature movie that hadn't been released on DVD yet. And I said to my friend, I said, wait a minute. I said, I opened it up. I didn't download it. I just opened it up, and it happened to be a movie that I didn't want to see anyway, so I just deleted it. But he says, it may still be on your computer. And I said, well, please, if they're going to arrest me for that, then take everybody away.
Well, you can't get arrested for that unless you're going to distribute that.
Well, that's not true. Even having an illegal DVD on your person or an illegal movie that hasn't been distributed yet on DVD, I think you can go to jail for that.
It depends how you came about having it, how you came in possession of that.
I mean, it's also happened to me at the station here where somebody sent me, and they didn't put a return address, so I have no idea who it was, but somebody sent me the latest Michael Moore movie on DVD before it was out on DVD. And I don't know who it was. There was no, buddy's return address. And I just threw it away. Not because I was scared to have it, but because I just don't like Michael Moore.
I would defend that as passive possession. You didn't actively seek possession.
I know, but I think even passive possession, you could get nailed for that. I think so. Anyway, well, we appreciate the call. Let's talk to James in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
I coach volleyball down in San Diego. I've been coaching since I was 20 years old. I'm 28 now, and it can be brutal. I mean, people leave their jobs, and it's just assumed if a guy leaves a coaching job that he must have done something with one of his players.
Is that right?
People will just assume it. And I started coaching in a junior college a couple years ago also, and I was coaching both high school and junior college at the same time, and I decided to give up the high school.
Right.
And telling people months and months in advance, there's just too much work on me, because I didn't want that perception that I must have been fooling around with a kid.
And did somebody still accuse you of it?
No, nobody has, and I didn't do anything with anyone, but it's just a possibility out there it's a rough job.
And those volleyball players are hot.
And there's some of them weren't too bad looking, but it's gotten worse on me as I've gotten older, actually. When I was 20, it was just, they thought of me as one of their peers, but then as I got older, that's when they started hitting on me and being just ridiculous, and I just got over it and just don't want to deal with it.
Wait, so you quit even the junior high job?
No, junior college.
I mean, junior college?
Yeah, no, I'm still coaching at the junior college, and that one's a little more difficult because they're legal.
Right.
But
have you gotten anything going?
No. I like my job. I like coaching. I don't want to mess that up. But
wait, is that so if you get caught doing that, they fire you instantly?
Oh yeah, I'd be gone instantly.
It's gone. You're over.
Yeah. Even though they're legal, I'd still. It's just
right.
Unethical.
But don't you think about sometimes like that might be worth it?
No. There's plenty of people out there.
All right. Thanks for calling, dude. All right, man. It's happening all over the country. And, I think I read a stat that 18% of teenage guys are taking shots of themselves naked, and 25 or 24% of teenage women or teenage girls are taking shots themselves and sending it off to people.
God damn it.
Yeah. Jack's probably pissed he's not a coach. but when this happens to somebody, and again, we're talking about this Guy Thompson, 24-year-old single guy in Ohio, teaching diving. He's got 8 students who are women, and they all made a pact to send him a nude shot of themselves over a course of a couple weeks. He didn't respond to any of them, never said anything in class, never said anything to the principal. His computer goes in to get repaired. It comes back with the cops. Cops arrest him. He's now suspended from school with pay, and it looks like it's probably going to go to court, or maybe cuts a deal, and quite possibly the guy has to file as a sex offender, and all he did was open up attachment and then delete it. And I think they can tell you, you can probably tell how often, can you tell how often a guy opens up an attachment?
Yeah, that's what the cache does. It goes by date and time, how many times you viewed something, what you viewed, when you viewed it. So
and how long you viewed it?
It's not going to show how long you viewed it.
Right. Well, maybe this guy did view it long. You know, who knows?
Yeah, it's basically just a log of what you do on the internet.
Ah, I see. But it's got to be, you know, shocking to him. You know, especially the 18-year-old chicks. All of a sudden, you know, you're teaching diving and swimming, and an 18-year-old chick, you know, emails you a nude photograph. You got to be, you know, especially if he's 18 plus, got to be a pretty big man not to, you know. I know the job is great, but maybe he's earning 50 grand a year. Maybe he can work something somewhere else. But he's still 24 years old. You know, the guy still is, you remember what you were like at 24? You'd rub up against anything. All right. Yes, look at you, Tommy. All right, what should happen to this guy, and has this happened to you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gordon in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Conway, I halfway agree with you on this.
Oh, all right.
I think the first email he gets, he doesn't know what it is. He opens it up, underage chick, 15, 16. He deletes it. That's not his fault. But if I'm him and I get a second email from a member of my swim team, I'm probably not going to open that because I already know what the first one was.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point there. They're going to probably ask him why he opened all eight and then didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he should have to register as a sex offender. I think they're taking it too far with that. But, you know, maybe suspend the guy for a little while, still pay him, and maybe call it a day with that.
Yeah, he should have to register as a major stud.
That's what I would do.
I mean,
especially since he has an action star name or a porn name.
Guy Thompson. But, you know what, I bet the parents of these girls are pissed off at him and not of their daughters.
That's probably their first reaction because they don't want to admit that their kids are doing something like that.
Yeah, but how crazy are all eight of them? I mean, you can't get all eight kids to decide on what movie to see. And they made a pact to all eight of them to send them nude photographs from chicks that were 15 to 18.
Well, I wonder, are these girls going to bat for him? Are they taking some of the blame here and saying, yeah, we did this, we got together, he knew nothing about it?
Well, they haven't mentioned any of the girls' names or whether they've, you know, come forward and tried to, you know, cut him some slack. I'm sure they will, but, you know, maybe they won't. And they're minors, so maybe they don't really, you know, they don't have any say.
Yeah, I guess they figure they dodge a bullet from their parents on the blame. Maybe they'll just keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, but it's happened in a small town, so it's like the talk of the town, and it's just real creepy. If I were that guy, first of all, the guy's got to move on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't be a teacher there anymore.
No, he's
a huge liability, especially when it comes to insurance.
You hope the guy can move on. This is not something he's got to register with, because no matter where he moves, he's going to have to proclaim right. That when he goes into a neighborhood, and that's not fair.
But if he does move on, I mean, if I were him, you want the photos of the 18-year-olds before you move on.
You maybe save them to a CD or something.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. As a matter of fact, let's take another call before we take a break. Aaron on the 105. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, man.
Okay, I got a story for you similar that happened to me. Pretty embarrassing. A few years back, I had a girlfriend, and she was out in Alabama, and she wanted me to send her some photos of myself. She said she'd send me some, so I send her a couple of photos, and she sends me a few photos. Well, the next day, I get a text message from her parents on her phone saying, we'd like it if you'd stop sending pornographic pictures to our daughter. We're going to need to speak to you when we get back to California.
Oh, Jesus.
So what had happened was she was in the bathroom for about 2 hours sending me photos, I guess.
Right.
And they were wondering why she was in there for so long. So they took her phone in the middle of the night, and they looked through it. Well, she had deleted all the pictures of herself.
Oh, no.
Only the pictures of me were on there. So they thought that I was just sending her pictures. So we get back, and I had to sit in front of both of them, her mother and her father, sitting there knowing that they've seen me in all my glory, you know. But they have no idea their own daughter even sent me pictures. And I'm just like, this is embarrassing.
How old was the daughter?
She was 18, and I was 17.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that could have been a terrible situation for you. Now, did she admit to doing it? She helped you bail you out?
She never told them. They still don't know to this day.
Oh man, what a rat! All right, we're going to give you something here, buddy. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses and AC/DC, I guess.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
You're half right.
What?
Well, it's
Appetite for Destruction. Isn't that a Guns N' Roses
right,
song?
That's a Guns N' Roses cover band.
What about Back in Black? That's
Back in Black is the name of one of AC/DC's songs, but that is also a cover band.
What?
Yeah, two cover bands.
Oh, bumble. So you're going to go see the fake Guns N' Roses and the fake AC/DC?
God damn it.
Yes.
Who's it? Is this for fake fans?
I think Christ. Maybe poor fans.
Mm. All right. Well, it's at the House of Blues in Anaheim. Get tickets to America's AC/DC tribute band. And Ticketmaster.com. You know, this is funny because I was in Las Vegas, and and I got tickets to Neil Diamond's cover band, Super Diamond or Super Neil or something like that. I don't know what it was called. And my wife got really bummed, and I said, "Hey, baby, I said I got Neil Diamond tickets." She goes, "You got Neil Diamond tickets?" I said, "Yeah, it's unbelievable." So I take her in this concert. She's completely bummed. And she is sitting there. All of a sudden, you know, Super Neil or, you know, Effing Diamond or, you know, whatever the band was, you know, Neil Gold or whatever, comes out and starts singing. And she's into it. I'm like, hey, she's buying it. She's that bummed that she's buying it. So a bunch of girls go down to the front and, like, start dancing all together. And she goes down with them. And she comes back with her shoes off in her hand. And she goes, "You mother effer." I said, "What?" She goes, that's a fake Neil Diamond.
Jesus Christ.
I said, "Oh, well, that may explain why the tickets were $9. You know, who knows?" But, yeah, that was a tough thing to let down. I don't think she forgot about that all weekend. All right, guy goes to jail just because underage women, teen women, are sending nude photographs to him. He opens up the attachment, deletes it, gets busted because he took his computer in for repair, gets arrested, maybe suspended or at least suspended, maybe fired from his job and have to register as a sex offender. Is this crazy? 520-9710. Has this happened to you? And what should happen to this dude? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. He's a teacher. He opens up the student emails and it's nude photographs of the teens who are on his diving team. What did this guy do wrong? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. I'll try to make this as brief as possible in recapping this story. 24-year-old diving teacher in Ohio was sent 8 photographs from the 8 teenage divers, these women who were on the team. He opened them, looked at them evidently, deleted them. Computer goes in for repair. Repairman calls the cops. Cops arrest him. He's suspended from his job. With pay, he might get fired and may have to register as a sex offender. What did this guy do wrong? Let's talk to a Rob in Marina Del Rey. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Just wanted to quickly say, I don't think you'll get in trouble to the extent that it's unbecoming of a coach to receive an email from a player who is a student at a school that employs him. So he has to... Within the school context, he has to report that to the school. Legally, I think he'll get off. So
Wait a minute. Nowadays, if you're a teacher and a student emails you, you have to notify the school?
If you received a picture of a student that's naked, yes.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's unbecoming of a teacher or of a coach.
But what do you want to do? I mean, he's probably a pot smoker. Those kids probably smoke weed. And he probably just wanted to be cool. You know, it's like, hey, stop sending me the photographs. Please, what's wrong with you people?
And this is the thing, when you, and this, and I'm a student in law school right now, and we're working on this problem, is that a lot of the computer manufacturers are suggesting that if you permanently delete something from your computer, that it's destroyed. And so let's say I commit a crime tomorrow, the FBI confiscates my computer, and then they find everything I've looked at down to my Google searches. So if you're under the assumption, you bought that computer under the assumption that if you permanently delete something, that it'll actually be off your computer. It's not like a black box on a plane or something.
Right.
And so I think you definitely have some legal grounds there with computer manufacturers to at least suggest that it's permanently deleted off your computer, but it still might be permanently remaining on your cache system or whatever.
Right. No, I understand the logistics of it, but it's, you know, you can't sue the computer company. They didn't do anything wrong.
Well, when you're prompted, when it says that you're permanently deleting from this computer, you're under the assumption that it's off your computer.
Yeah, I understand, but if you don't, you know, ignorance is no excuse. I mean, you probably learned that somewhere in law school.
Right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, yeah, thank you for calling. Good luck in law school. Let's talk to Eric in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just got a quick story. Kyle, on the same topic, I was 22 and I was substitute teaching for a district anywhere from like first grade all the way through high school and whatever they needed me for. And one day I got called in for, I think it was fourth grade. So I sat there and I did my work. Everything was fine. But the kids were taking this little test thing. When they were done, these couple girls came up to me and they're like, hey, is it okay if we go in the back and use the computers and work on something for another class? So I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. I'm like, I'll be back there in a few minutes to see if you guys need help with anything. So a few minutes later, I go back there, and I notice on one of the computers, not one that they're on, but the one next to it, has got, like, pictures of girls and stuff in bikinis. And I know the schools have things like block those major websites.
Right.
I was still like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on here. Like, so just to be safe, I'm going to shut this computer off. And I'm like, guys, this computer's broke for the day. Nobody use it. I mean, just to be safe in case something pops up. So then that's it. Nothing happens. I get a call, like, 2 days later, and from the head of the whole district. And somehow when the teacher came back and asked the students how was the substitute, the kid came back and said that I did nothing but sit at her desk and look at pornography on my laptop. And I was like,
kid had your back.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, wait. She's like, well, did you have your laptop? I was like, yeah, I go to school. I'm like, I have all these breaks. I sit there and do my work. But I mean, like, luckily, I mean, they just like, all right, we're just, you know, we can't let you sub here for now.
And Jesus.
And it was cool because I actually didn't want to be a teacher. I was just doing it for extra cash.
Yeah, but, you know, you walk around now feeling dirty for like, you know, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. I was just thinking to myself, thank God that I really didn't want to pursue something in teaching, because if that would have got a hand,
right,
one little, you know, fourth grader's imagination could have destroyed my entire life as far as schooling. And
oh yeah, and what kind of lunatic is sitting there watching porn while teaching fourth grade?
I was actually, I couldn't. Yeah,
hey, Randy,
I
put your hand down. What's wrong with you? Yeah, it is just it's a little sick. I imagine some of these schools have to be very careful because there are some guys out there who are going for it.
Yeah, I can imagine, but still, I mean, right there, I realize the imaginations of like a 4-year-old, fourth grader. I mean, like. Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Sorry that happened to you. Hey, we got something for you here. Hey, pair of tickets to see Steel Panther.
No way.
Yeah, you know Steel Panther?
Oh, my God. It's my favorite thing in the entire world.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. I love those guys.
What's a good Steel Panther song?
Let me just do all the 80s glam rock stuff.
Now, this is a real Steel Panther. This is not a fake Steel Panther band, right?
Tim, this is also a cover band.
Yeah, no, they're an 80s cover band that plays at the Key Club.
God damn it.
No, they're the best thing ever. I can't. If you've ever seen them, it's the greatest show on earth.
Okay. Now, are the tickets fake, too, or do these guys really get the tickets?
No, we're sending real tickets to see a fake band.
Okay. All right, hold on one sec. Steel Panther at the Key Club. And what are they a fake band for?
They do all of the 80s,
everything
like hair
80s.
Band stuff. They're they're amazing, actually.
All right, 9039 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, and that's on Monday. And find tickets at keyclub.com. I love that Key Club down there, man. All right, get your band tickets there. All right. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Oscar in Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, how you doing,
hey,
sir? A similar situation happened to me back in the late 80s. I had just gotten out of college, and I was working for a national fast food chain. I was a manager, and a young lady had sent me some, well, not sent me, but she had put in our Dropbox for hints for the business some photos and some invitations to go meet her at a couple places.
How old was the chick?
She was 17.
Right.
And I was about 23, 24 at the time. And so I ended up calling up. They had a securities and ethics hotline. I ended up calling it up. And believe it or not, the man in that situation is actually screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Because what happens is, and we had to go through a little bit of a, I won't call it a legal issue, although I did retain a lawyer. He never had to show up for anything. What ended up happening was, basically, when I reported it, they were like, well, just, you know, be on your best behavior, because they had cropped the top of the face off, so I didn't know who it was, because I could have figured out some way to fire whoever it was, and the situation would have been done.
Right.
When I did figure out it was one of two girls, I started writing them up, and one of them complained to their mother. And it was a nasty situation. It got pretty ugly. But to make a long story short, the man has to be very careful. I would advise them never to open anything up. When something like that would happen to somebody, I would advise them to ask for a transfer or something like that. It can get very hairy for the male.
Yeah, it really is sad nowadays. I imagine this guy in Ohio is a decent coach, and he's the victim.
In a sense, yes.
Who else is a victim in this case, though?
Well, probably him, because I never would have opened up an attachment.
Yeah, but see, but before I even read this story, I had no idea that, you know, you can open up an attachment and get in trouble for it. I thought you just open up anything somebody sends you, especially if you know the guy.
No, it's almost like getting a FedEx package. I mean, somebody, the law enforcement side of it basically is, there's a reason it went to you. Nobody's just going to up and send something to you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, no, I understand that. But also, what about the chicks who are 18? I mean, he gets off on those cases.
Not necessarily, because they can basically say that you're using coercion because you're in a power position.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hey, kick that dog.
Yeah, it's being quiet now. But you can end up being said, it can end up being said that you're in a power position, so you have some kind of threat of force over them.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, Oscar, you're very well informed on this, buddy. I'm glad you called.
All right.
Take care of yourself. Look at that, man. Got to be careful what you open when it comes to attachments. Jesus Christ. Jeff in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, man.
Just about that last call, it was funny. You said the dog was being quiet, but it was just rattling on in the background. That was making me laugh.
I think the dog was telling him, hey, get the F off the phone. It's Friday night. It's my time.
It was. That's exactly right.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, a little story for you. I'm an educator and a teacher, and when I was young, before I had graduated, I was doing some substitute teaching, you know, trying to get myself prepared to go into the classroom and everything. And I was subbing for a tech class, and they had, you know, all the computers, all the kids are working on the computers, and the teacher's computer, the one I was at, was blown up onto the wall so you could see it real
right.
big, so you could, like, walk them through. And I'm bored. They're working on their stuff. I'm going through my email. I'm in college. And I get one from one of my friends. It's like, hey, man, check this out. And there's an attachment. Well, bam. Big blonde porn right on the side of the wall. Most embarrassing thing in the world. Try to click it off, and you can just see all the heads turn in the room, all the eyes light up.
Yeah, see, now, when I went through school, that couldn't happen because it was just film strips.
I didn't know really what to do. The district, nobody ever said anything.
Well, that's
but
cool.
The district never called back. So, I'm assuming.
Wait a minute.
You were a regular
substitute teacher, and then after that incident, they never called you again.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm taking my blessings, you know. At least I'm not in jail, or at least I didn't get some kind of, I don't know what, but,
all right,
but that was a pretty interesting time.
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to send you a pair of tickets for Appetite for Destruction, that Guns N' Roses band. Cover band, and also Back in Black, that AC/DC band, and you're going to see the comic stylings and impressions of Gary Whitman. He'll be there as well. That's
mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Gary Whitman is Brian Whitman's impersonations of celebrities. So the guy's impersonating Brian Whitman doing celebrities.
I thought his name was Ryan Whitman.
Ryan Whitman. Whitman, yeah. So go see Ryan Whitman as well. Get tickets to America's AC/DC tribute band. Preeminent AC/DC tribute band. Look at that. At Ticketmaster.com. Wait a minute. Get your tickets to the preeminent AC/DC tribute band. There's more than one?
Yeah, I think there's one called Thunderstruck. They like to pick a name from a great hit, and then they're the band.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Right, well, there you go.
Doesn't matter.
Enjoy that. All right, this guy in Ohio, he's a coach. His teenage students, he teaches diving, the divers, they send him photographs. Some are 15, some are 16, some are 17, some are 18. He opens them up, throws them in the trash. Computer gets checked out. Computer comes back with the cops. He gets arrested for having nude pictures of 15, 16, and 17-year-old women. He gets suspended from his job with pay. He might get fired and might have to do some time in jail and maybe has to register as a sex offender. Oh, ba-boom. John, you're on in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey there, how you doing? I was wondering if anybody brought up the angle that maybe the girls just didn't like him as a coach and all just decided to send him these photos to basically cause this and get him fired.
You know, I don't think that's true because this guy was really loved by all his students. I mean, he's one of those teachers that all the teachers and the kids like.
So basically he's in trouble because he didn't report the emails to the school.
That's exactly right. Might be going to jail for it.
And the girls just sent them out of sheer admiration.
Well, I think they, you know, what they do is they, you know, a bunch of kids get together and they, you know, they do stupid things. I mean, we did stupid things when we were kids.
Get drunk and say, let's send the coach nude photos.
Yeah, I think
now he's ruined.
Right. Well, yeah, now he's ruined, but they didn't think that was going to happen. They just thought, you know, he'd look at him and, you know, he'd delete him and that would be it.
Right. So if the girls come clean, then the whole thing should be under the rug and one big misunderstanding.
But they can't come clean because you can't come as a 15-year-old girl. You can't say to LAPD, I don't want you to prosecute that guy for looking at photos of me naked. It's not up to you. You're a minor.
But aren't the police questioning the girls?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the girls are absolutely being questioned.
Yeah, but so the police isn't one of their questions. Oh, well, did he ask you to send you him nude photos?
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to say no. And if they say yes, then he's really in trouble.
Well,
but if they all say no, which I'm sure they will, I mean, you know, what are they going to do? You know, put this guy in jail for 40 years for doing nothing?
Right.
All right, buddy, another great call. We got a lot of great calls on this from the smartest audience in all of radio. Did I sell that? No. Tim in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
I was telling you, I'm an attorney, and I have a client who lives in Indiana. Okay, so he doesn't live in Indiana. He went to Indiana. And in Indiana, they allow you to have sex with a girl over the age of 16, the age of consent 16.
Hold on and say, Randy, get back here. Where are you going?
Dude, Indiana, I'm going.
Get the Christ back. You got a show to do.
God.
Jesus
damn it.
Christ. All right, go ahead.
All right, so anyway, so he sleeps with a girl who's 16 years old, which is totally legal. But then he took a picture of her with her consent and put it on his computer.
Uh-oh.
And in the Indiana, you're not allowed to take a picture of a girl who's under 18.
Uh-oh.
So now they're busting him for basically being a mentally disordered sex offender, and now he's supposed to register. This has been dragging on for almost 5 years now.
So you can have sex with a 16-year-old, you just can't take a picture of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think in Washington, D.C., the age of consent is 14.
Jesus
yeah, but you
Christ.
Know what? I think, though... You know, in Washington, D.C., I think it's 6. But I think in Indiana, when, you know, it's 16, I don't think you can cross state lines just to have sex with a girl.
No, right. You can't do that. That's the Mann Act. But he, He didn't do that. He was in Indiana for months.
Right.
And then she was just someone he actually slept with, and she didn't even care. They had, the police asked her. She said it doesn't bother her that he took a picture.
Right.
But then they have even stupider laws. You're allowed to have sex with a woman under 18, but you're not allowed to, what would be the word, to masturbate in front of one. So if you're trying to get aroused to have sex, and they go, well, that part's illegal, but the actual intercourse is not illegal, but the prelude to intercourse is illegal.
I'd have to rework my whole act.
Yeah, that's true. So anyways, that's what happened to him.
Hey, now, the Mann Act, or the Mann Law, is it the Mann Law?
No, it's the Mann Act. What happened with the Mann Act is...
Is that the Mexico thing?
No, what happened is you could be, say the age of consent in Arizona is 16, which it is. So if you took a girl from California and you wanted to sleep with her, so she's 17, you drove her into Phoenix, Arizona, and then you slept with her, then that's actually a federal crime.
Right.
Because you violated a federal law that says you can't bring them in for that purpose.
Right, and that's why a lot of guys are getting busted over in Thailand, too.
Well, I don't know what's going on in Thailand. Cause that's,
you know, there was a famous case, I'm sure you read about this, where a teacher was accused of having sex with a 16-year-old girl.
Right.
But they said they had it in Mexico during... spring break, and the judge said, show me photos of the two of you at spring break in Mexico.
Right.
And so they slipped down to Mexico, they took some pictures, they came back and they said, hey, look, we're in Mexico. And the judge said, is that spring break? And they said, yeah, we're down there for spring break. And he says, well, if that's spring break, how come you're the only two people on the beach?
Well, I don't know. Is that what he did?
Yeah. And threw his ass in jail for that.
No, that'll teach him.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's it. Those are the dopey laws.
All right. Happy lawyering, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself. There he goes. Another lawyer. Look at that. Smart audience, man. Told you.
God damn it.
Yeah, look at that. Jack Silver swearing up a storm. Let's talk to Jeremy in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, nothing.
I'm a swim coach for the city of Long Beach, and this happens on a regular basis where it's like it's almost a weekly thing. You know,
wait, weekly thing with who?
With my students. I'm a swim coach.
And you get nude pictures?
No, not that. But in the beginning, when I was 18, when I started being a swim coach, that would happen all the time, and I would always have to report it. And that's why out in Ohio, that's what they're making a big old deal, because he didn't report it, and he's a teacher.
Now, were you told you had to report it?
Yes, anytime. And I have reported, and automatically they get dropped from the school, and, you know, they get in trouble. But the stigma is still there. It's constantly there. And,
now, were you sent the pictures by, like, a cell phone?
I was, by digital pictures I was sent, and also, check this out. It's gotten to a point where I buy a cheap phone, you know, those $10 phones that you pay the minutes for.
Right.
With no cameras, no games, nothing like that, that doesn't fit any pictures, just for my students.
Oh, I see.
Just to protect myself.
Right. Oh, well, that's good. You learned.
And
have your email address?
They have my email, because nowadays, a lot of cities, a lot of districts, they want their students to be able to reach their, they want students to reach their students, and, they want students to reach their teacher. So
there you go.
I tell my students any attachments, I automatically don't open them, which is he should have known that guy in Ohio. He should have known not to open it.
If I emailed you an attachment, would you open it?
If you were one of my students?
No, just as me on the radio.
Yeah, you. Yeah, I would. Yes, I would.
All right, let me get your email address. I'll send you some pictures of me. All right, good. All right, very good. Congratulations on that coaching job. You guys any good this year?
Well, it's for the city, so it's for the city. It's the inner city kids, but for the city college, we did pretty good.
Good,
like,
for you.
Myself, when I graduated, I made CIF, and, you know, personally, I did a lot of good things for the swim team, and I got a lot of sponsors from.
Did you ever think you'd be on the Olympics?
No.
Would Michael Phelps kick your ass?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm Mexican, so I'm a little chunky, but I can swim, but not that fast.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, Babu. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, Babu.
Oh, you're a major swim stud. All right, we're going to do the news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Randy Wang might have made a quick trip to Lincoln, Nebraska this week, and Michael Jackson would have a tough time naming his son in Australia. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Jesus Christ. All right, excellent news. And how come you're pissed off? Why are you so pissed today?
We'll talk about this later, Tim. Off the air is better.
What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, it's all good.
Period?
No, Tim, not in my period. Nope.
Okay. All right, gang. The very pissed off Gina Grant will be doing news next. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
More shows like this at 97.1fmtalk.com.